don't think it's too far-fetched to suggest that the entire sporting country will be watching on Wednesday night when Australia take on Honduras. Second leg after the first leg was 0-0 over there at San Pedro Sula. Let's see what former Socceroo Robbie Waterhouse... Robbie Waterhouse.
You're getting this one spot on.
We just had Gay Waterhouse on. We'll go with Robbie Slater, though. Take two. Don't worry, we'll fix it up in the edit, Rob. Morning, mate.
I'll have Robbie Waterhouse's cash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, it wouldn't be bad. Yeah. We'd all like that, wouldn't we? All right, let's take a look at yesterday morning. Your thoughts on the... As we were saying earlier, I suggested it's a good result. Ray thought, well, look, they played so well. They were the dominant team, and yet they still come away with the 0-0 result. Yeah. How did you see it?
Yeah, look, that's been the problem for quite some time. We've dominated games, played well, but not been able to score. And, of course, that's what it's all about, because if you don't score, you're not going to win. So it's not the greatest result in the world. It's certainly not a bad result in a two-legged game where you're bringing someone home. But, yeah, I mean, we should have scored. We should have won the game comfortably. And Wednesday wouldn't be quite as... when I say it's going to be nervous, it will until we score. I thoroughly expect us to score and score more than one, because... To be brutally honest, taking nothing away from the Socceroos' performance without the goals, they're as poor a side as I've seen at this stage of the competition than I've ever seen. Honduras. They were absolutely terrible.
Wow.
Did the pitch have a bit to do with that as well, though, Rob?
Well, they should be used to their own pitch. They play on that all the time. You know, they played...
it's a heavy 10, I reckon.
Yeah, it was a heavy 10. You're not wrong. For the Mudlarks, it was.
Yeah.
Look, they had 10 qualifying games. Five home games and their 10 qualifying games in the group stage of CONCACAF. And they obviously finished in the playoff position in a bizarre last round where the USA only had to draw against Trinidad Tobago and couldn't, and they're the team that finished bottom. How the USA never qualified from this group, when
staggering.
I see the quality of Honduras is, wow. Incredible for the USA.
Should we have had the spot kick for the challenge from the goalkeeper on Bailey Wright?
No, I don't think so.
No?
We had one in the A-League here recently where Paul Izzo, the Adelaide goalkeeper, gave one away. But look, no, I thought it would have been very, very soft. And we can't be looking to that. But we had really good chances. Tommy Juric had a couple.
Should have scored.
Really good areas we got into, which... The final pass wasn't good enough. But that was all that was lacking, to be honest. It was one of the few times in recent memory where I can remember coming off the back of the game on air and being really positive about the performance. It certainly was. It was everything minus the goals.
Yeah. Well, we need to score goals, obviously, Robbie. Yeah. If Robbie Slater was coaching the Socceroos, does he start with Timmy Cahill?
Well, look, I've had this theory that Timmy's not ready for both games, and I think that's why he went for the first leg, because if he was any chance for the second leg, I would have thought that he would have stayed at home, because the worst thing you can do is a flight like that with a swollen ankle.
Yeah.
Of course, I hope I'm wrong, and let's hope he starts on Wednesday. It'd be fantastic. You know, I don't know what odds you've got for Timmy Cahill for more goals to get through to the World Cup, but I reckon they'll be pretty short if he starts. Look, he is our go-to man in this kind of situation. And look, hopefully I am wrong. And if he's ready to go, then I'm sure Ange Postecoglou will start him.
It's just the type of thing you would expect from Tim Cahill, wouldn't you?
The big stage,
very important. Yeah. So I'll score a goal.
Yeah,
and just another, would you say chapter in his career? The things he's done are just incredible, going right back to 2006 in Kaiserslautern when he came off the bench to save us against Japan and give us our first ever World Cup win. So, look, the guy is phenomenal. To say he is the man for the big moment is an understatement. He always steps up when you need him. So, as I said, hopefully I'm wrong. And he comes on, he starts on Wednesday, and why not? He's been the hero all along in this campaign. Yeah. He's been the main man. He's by far the top goal scorer, not only in the Australian squad, but in Asian Confederation. He's the top goal scorer in World Cup qualifying. So it'd be fitting if he got the goals to get us to Russia.
Mm-hmm. Tab.com.au actually have Timmy Cahill and Tommy Urich as $4.25 equal favourites for first goal scorer. Anytime goal scorer, Timmy Cahill, $2.15. Did we see Mas Luongo back to form that probably we haven't seen since 2015 Asian Cup?
That's right, and it was good to see, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And yet, that's how far you go back.
Yes.
Not saying he's played badly since the Asian Cup, but, you know, he won player of the tournament, the Asian Cup, and we expected him to, you know, his career to go further and further and, you know, maybe get into a Premier League club, but he sort of didn't. But he had a very good game. He got man of the match, and there was quite a few that played well, but he was certainly one that was a very pleasing performance.
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, before we get to the A-League, what's Robbie Slater's prediction for Wednesday night?
Multiple goals.
I hope you're right, Robbie.
Yeah, I really do. I think, surely, against the quality of this opposition, we should be getting 3-4.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you put this in perspective, and it makes it incredible that when you hear this result that USA only managed 12 points in the group. They beat Honduras at home 6-0.
Yeah, right.
Surely we beat Honduras,
So, yeah, it's all in front of us. It's their Wednesday. It's our home crowd. We've got an unbelievable history of success in World Cup qualifying games at home. It's all ready for the boys to send us off to Russia on Wednesday.
Well, let's get to the A-League. Mariners' massive upset on Friday night with the win over the Sydney FC. Now, Newcastle Jets, they are currently top of the league. That might change today, but this is something I think no one expected, Robbie.
No, they didn't, and it's a great story.
Yeah.
And they're playing so well, they deserve to be top at the moment. As you say, if Melbourne City win this evening against the Wanderers, they'll go top. But what a great story. Petrados is in the form of his career and probably the best player in the country at the moment. Naboot, who scored yesterday against Adelaide, in good form. And Ernie Merrick's doing a great job. Nikolai Topor-Stanley was a great pickup for them at the back. So they've got stability across the lines. They haven't had any injuries yet. Roy O'Donovan, of course, top goal scorer. How he didn't score his eighth yesterday, I'll never know. He's missed an absolute sitter. When it was harder to miss than score. But, they're the story at the moment. Excellent. Difficult place to go and win, Adelaide, and they did it.
Sydney FC, I hate to use this cliche, Robbie, but was that the loss they had to have?
Look, I think, you know, it's fantasy land to think they're going to go and do what they did last season again. I think it is. I think it's a kick up the bum that they need. Because they were comprehensively beaten by a faster, more enthusiastic Central Coast side. And, you know, they looked flat. They looked lethargic, Sydney, and yeah, when you say you expect to win, you've still got to go out and win.
Yeah.
You've got to put the effort in. And not to say the players didn't try, but look, I think it was one of the games where Sydney thought, you know, they've been so dominant, they thought, oh, well, we'll just go through the motions, we'll win this. Well, they got a hell of a surprise. And Paul Okon, you could see his reaction after the game. You could see how he'd prepared his team. They were well up for it and well worthy winners. Andrew Hill was outstanding. A couple of their imports, Valt Brama, the Dutchman in the midfield, and Herrera, the Spanish diminutive. That didn't come out very well. I'll say little. it's been a rough night. I've been a little bit crooked the last couple of days. Okay. But their little Spaniard was fantastic. And so, you know, congratulations to the Mariners. What a good story. You know, their first win, Newcastle on top of the table. So things up the coast going a little bit better than they were last season.
Yeah, aren't they what? Quick tip out of today's game, Wellington v Perth Glory over in Wellington, Melbourne City up against Western Sydney.
Yeah, look, I think City will bounce back. They weren't bad against Sydney last week. I think City will win at home. And I think Perth to win the distance derby, we call it.
Yes.
Wellington somewhat depleted from, of course, New Zealand playing Peru in their World Cup playoffs. Actually, I hadn't seen that score. Was that played this morning?
Was it 0-0? Yeah, 0-0 yesterday.
I think it might have been because it was 0-0 also Denmark. I just watched Denmark against Ireland in Denmark, and that's the European qualifier. It's the last one. The other three have already been played, of course. So Ireland's looking good to go to the World Cup. So, the other tip, was Perth.
Perth, yep.
Wellington.
Okay, fantastic. All right, we like that. We also like the fact that you join us talking football on a Sunday. Good job today, mate. We'll do it next week.
Good on you, troops. Have a good day.
There
you
he
too,
is,
Rob. See
Robbie Slater. You can catch Robbie on Fox Sports, and of course they are the broadcaster of the A-League.